Welcome to today's edition of the Bible Class. Our teacher, Dr. Kenneth C. Hill, is teaching from the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. You may send your questions by email through our website at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. Or you may mail the questions to the Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And now, here is Dr. Hill with today's lesson.
Welcome to the Bible Class. We're continuing with our study of the Preacher's Book, Ecclesiastes, the book that is presented from Solomon under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's called Ecclesiastes, or the Preacher, and it is part of the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. We're in chapter 11. There are only 12 chapters in Ecclesiastes. And we're down to the 7th verse of chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, let's go to verse 7. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. So we know that there is sweetness and light. We know there is darkness and vanity. But what he's saying here is that either one, whether it be vanity of sunlight or vanity of dark days, there is vanity. Everything is vanity. Not everything is joy, not everything is trouble, but it all is vanity. Nonetheless, if a man lives many years, he rejoices in them all. It's not a very long time. It's not a very long time. Remember the days of darkness, for they're going to be many. Everything, whether light or darkness, is vanity. Verse 9, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. And walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Now, what have we seen? Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Everything under the sun is vanity. Vanity, vanity, vanity. Worthlessness, futility, fruitlessness, it is all vanity. Now, when we look at verse 9 of chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes, it reminds me of introspection. It causes me to become introspective. O young man, in thy youth, let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. Walk as your heart tells you to walk. Walk as you see. As you can see things around you, go enjoy them. But know that God will judge you for what you do. In other words, be aware that even though you're young, you still are responsible. And that's part of the problem of youth, is irresponsibility. Here, God, through the preacher, is saying that young people should rejoice in their youth. They should be cheered in their heart. They should have a wonderful time, a party all day long, all week long, all year long. But you need to know that whatever it is you're doing, God sees it, God remembers it, and God will judge it. So be careful little hands, what you do. And be careful, little feet, where you go. And be careful, little eyes, what you see. And be careful, little mind, what you think. Because it is important, because God will bring you into judgment. Verse 10 then says, because of that, take sorrow from your heart, put away evil from your flesh, because childhood and youth are vanity. And that means childhood, meaning up to the age of teens, and teens or youth up to the age of adult, they're vanity. Just like adulthood is vanity, just as old age is vanity, and we're going to get to old age in just a moment. But youth, being a child, being a youth, being an old person, doesn't matter. It's all vanity. Oh my. The exhortation for us to have enjoyment is in the imperative. The appeal is addressed to young folks to establish themselves, to enjoy life before the onset of the feeble years. It'll be described in chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. The comparison with light in verse 7 speaks of the enjoyment of life. Verse 8 adds a cautionary note to enjoyment that may be summarized in two ideas. There's going to be a lot of days, many days of darkness. These are calamitous days. These are days of trouble. These are days of trial. These are days of difficulty. That's number one. Number two, all that comes is vanity. Everything is vanity. Joys will not come easily. They must be wrestled from a puzzling and futile life. Verse 9 can hardly be taken in a hedonistic sense, because the controlling factor is the use enjoyment of life in the light of God's judgment. It's a warning against a life misspent in self-indulgence. As we said, remember that God will bring you into judgment. God will judge you, young person. God will judge you, old person. God will judge you, person. Doesn't matter whether you use the adjective old or young. God will judge. However, it is important, my opinion, it is important to remember that in the prime of life, we are to rejoice as the Lord gives us blessing. We are to rejoice as the Lord gives us His blessing, His favor, His grace, and especially His mercy. Our rejoicing is in the Lord. Not in our ability to do or not to do, not in our ability or inability, but in Christ. We need to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. In all things, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. But we are to rejoice in the Lord. Let's go to chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. And actually, down through verse 8 teaches us vanity and the fear of Almighty God. It also teaches us about youth and old age. Chapter 12 being the last of the chapters in Ecclesiastes. The old man's advice began there in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1, and it ends in verse 8 of chapter 12. Then we see the only satisfactory solutions to life and death is given there in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 9 through 14. Let's begin at verse 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now, this is speaking to young people, and yet when I've preached on this verse, I have said this, and I will say it today. It is for you at whatever age you are, because you will never be any younger than you are this very day. You will never be any younger than you are this very day. So remember now, this day, today, without fail, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And for the young people, it goes to say, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. I think it's very interesting. Just recently, I had a lunch with a former employee, one who had worked with me and for me in another venture, not in radio, not in ministry, but working for another organization. Long time ago, perhaps, but nonetheless, we had lunch together just recently, and we were talking, and he's still with that organization. And as we had our lunch and ate our sandwich, we talked about his job. Oh, I would give it up last week if I could, he said. I really don't like my job anymore. I would give it up in a heartbeat, but I can't find anything else. And he was really looking quite down. And I had brought him into that organization and had trained him to do what we wanted him to do there. And he was quite good at it. Very, very sharp individual, very smart individual. And so I turned his mind and thoughts toward his family. I said, tell me about your children. How are they doing? How's your wife? Oh, they're wonderful, he said. They're doing great in school. They're doing just the best that can be done. They're making A's in every subject. And how's your wife? Well, she's enjoying her job, and she's working at one of the schools that one of the children go to, and we're just having a really good time. And I said, well, so you're having a struggle at work. Yes, I'm having a struggle at work. Are you having a struggle at home? Oh, no, I'm not having a struggle at home. I said, well, let's begin our conversation over, shall we? How about us remembering the good things that God has brought into your life? Just as here, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Solomon, chapter 12, verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. He's still a young man. His kids are still young children. Remember thy Creator now, today, in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You see, we read Ecclesiastes and we think that Solomon is saying, everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. That's not what he says. He says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Everything is futile. Everything is worthless. Everything means nothing when we look only on the things of this world and do not remember God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. Remember, he has not been negative throughout this portion of the Word of God. He's been very positive that everything is negative when we leave God out, and the only time that there's anything worthwhile is when God is in the equation. Right now, he says, remember the one who made you. Remember the one who created you. While you're still young enough to enjoy the day. The evil days are coming. You won't be able, perhaps, to walk. You might not be able to talk. You might not be able to motivate yourself from one place to the other. You may have trouble after trouble after trouble after trouble. Those days may come. They may be tomorrow. They may be this afternoon. But when they come, you can look back and see what Christ has done for you. You can rejoice in what God taught you when you would take time to consider your Creator. So remember now, today, this moment, Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, thy Creator, in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw close, draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. I've got no pleasure in the years. I've got no pleasure in the days. I have nothing but disdain for the days. Everything is worthless. I am in such calamity. I just can't stand it anymore. Before you get there, my friend, put your mind at ease. And look unto the heavens. Look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your salvation. Think about him. Think about what he suffered for you. Think about what he has provided for you in blessings all your entire, all of your life. Your life has been blessed beyond measure by Almighty God. I can't express it properly. I rejoice. I rejoice in knowing how God has blessed me. There are tears in my eyes as I speak this to you because it is so true. God's blessing is so great, so abundant, so wonderful. And here, the writer of Ecclesiastes, Solomon himself, says we should remember when we're young, before those days that are calamitous come our way, before the troubles of life overwhelm us, before the burdens of just living cause us to crash, before the problems that seem insurmountable become our own. Before the time comes that we will look into the sky and say to God Almighty, I've got no pleasure in my days. Before that time comes, give praise to God. Give praise to God because if you give praise to God, if you are remembering what Christ has done for you, those days won't come. Those days won't be yours. if your mind is stayed upon Christ. Now, if you're looking at the things of this world, and that's all you're looking at, oh yeah. Oh my goodness, yes. The evil days will come, all right. There'll be the time in your old age you'll say, I've got no joy here. I've got no pleasure here. I'm finished. But let me tell you, it doesn't have to be that way, my friend. It doesn't have to be that way. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Rejoice in Christ, for he is the one that careth for you all the days of your life.
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Class with Dr. Kenneth C. Hill. You may reach us by email by going to our website, whcbradio.org, and sending us an email on the Contact Us link. That's whcbradio.org. If you prefer to use the postal service, our address is The Bible Class, WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluffville, Tennessee, 37617. That's The Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluffville, Tennessee, 37617. You may also call us at 423-878-6279. Until our next Bible Class program, we are trusting that the Lord will richly bless you as you serve Him.